奉主耶稣圣名，在这边跟大家分享耶稣基督的恩典。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I would like to share each and every one of you with the love of Christ.
非常欢迎诸位来宾啊，弟兄姐妹啊，继续参加我们第三天晚上的聚会。
I also like to extend my welcome to all of our friends and relatives here who are here for the third time.
昨天我们介绍了这位创造天地的主宰。
And yesterday we have given an introduction to the Creator who is God.
他创造了我们的祖先。
And He has created our ancestor.
将天地万物赐给人类。
And also has given all the things that He has created to man.
然后赋予人类一个至高无上的地位。
And also entrust the man with the highest status.
在他所创造的万物当中。
And among all the living things that He has created.
人可以来管理神所创造的一切。
Man is supposed to take charge of all the things that he has created for.
那后来因为人违背了神的命令。
And later on, because man has gone against the will of God.
所以罪就入了世界。
And sin has then entered into the world.
那在这个过程当中。
And in this process.
神要我们能够借着劳动，借着工作来寻求这条永生的道路。
God wants us to pursue after the path of life through our labor and toil.
因为神的创造当中，人本来就是要劳动。
Because it is the will of God in His creation that all man has to toil for his life.
因为神要人管理神所创造的一切。
And God wanted man to take charge of all the things that He has created.
所以人就是要工作啊。
Therefore, man has to labor.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第八节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 8.
圣经旧约的第二面。第二章的第八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
这边记载耶和华真神创造了伊甸园。
It talks about the creation of Garden of Eden.
然后将所创造的人安置在乐园里面。
And the man that he has created has been placed in this garden.
那我们在印象当中，伊甸是个乐园啊。
And in our imagination, this is a place of joy.
好，那我们也可以看到哈，有现在有些人在描写那伊甸园里面是个什么样的情况。
There are many descriptions from different authors about the Garden of Eden.
就我们现在来想象啊，这个伊甸园是个快乐的地方。
Just in today's context, we probably imagine that is a place filled with joy.
啊，好像我们住在温哥华。
Just like when we dwell in this place, Vancouver.
曾经有个弟兄来这边。
And there was a brother who came to Vancouver.
来到这边看到这边的风景，这边的气候。
And after he visited here, he found that the weather and also the climate.
他发出赞叹。
And he was very amazed.
然后说，我再踏一步上去，我就到天国了。
He described that he has to only take another step to Vancouver. It's just like a next step to heaven.
有人觉得这里像天国一样啊。
Many people feel that they are living in heaven in this world in Vancouver.
我们可以过快乐的生活。
Over here, we can live a life of joy.
可是呢，这个快乐的生活并不是我们每天就打打球啦，就去游泳啊，就是快乐的生活啊。
But this life of joy does not only entails the different kind of entertainment such as playing golf or basketballs that you do every day.
我们每天也是有每天要做的工作。
There are many things and labor that we need to perform every day.
所以伊甸园那种快乐不是说啊你无所事事休闲。
And the Garden of Eden does not mean that you have nothing to do in it.
人在伊甸园里面要看守管理神创造的一切。
In the Garden of Eden, man is supposed to take charge of all the creation of God.
我们看十五节。
Let's go on to verse 15.
这边记载耶和华真神将人安置在伊甸园。
It talks about how God has placed man in the Garden of Eden.
然后说要他修理看守。
And then God wanted them to work it and take care of it.
所以亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面要工作的。
Therefore, we could find that Adam and Eve, they have to labor in the Garden of Eden.
所以我们看到有些人他失去工作。
We could see that some people are unemployed.
他失业了。
They lost their jobs.
可是呢，他还要求说要有工作啊。
but they desire to have a job.
啊，因为神创造了一个本能，人就是需要工作。
Because it is the natural ability of man to labor.
啊，所以我们的生命表现出来的是生活。
And in our different facets of life, that we show the need of labor.
那这个为了生活，我们必须工作。
And because for the sake of our life, that we have to work.
本来人在神的安排当中，可以过着一个没有忧虑的生活。
Initially, God has created a life for man that is without any worry and anxiety.
因为生命在神的恩典当中。
Because life is under the control of God.
啊，在神的慈爱当中，人尽自己的本分在工作。
And within the love of God, a man has to do their duty.
啊，可是呢，为什么我们现今变成了啊，生命是一种忧虑，生活是一种重担呢？
But why our lives today is filled with anxieties and worries?
圣经记载，因为人违背了神的命令。
Because the Bible says that man has gone against the will of God.
啊，后来亚当夏娃被逐出了乐园。
And later on, eventually, Adam and Eve has been casted out of Garden of Eden.
并且受到咒诅了。
And they have been cursed.
我们看第三章。
Let's go to chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这边神对亚当说。
Over here, God has told Adam.
你听从了夏娃的话，然后吃了神吩咐你不可吃善恶树的果子。
And it says here, to Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it.
啊，结果呢，地就因为你受到咒诅了。
And cursed it is ground because of you.
啊，那人呢，你就必须终身劳苦，才能够从地里面得到吃的。
And through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life.
啊，所以我们人这个劳动变成了一种劳碌劳苦了。
And then the work of man becomes a pain, a toil.
那地因为受到咒诅，开始长出一些人不喜欢的植物。
And because the ground has been cursed, that it bears all different kind of undesirable plants.
啊，十八节所记载的。
And verse 18 it says here.
虽然这样，人还是要吃从田里面长出来的这些菜蔬吧。
But man still have to eat the plants of the field.
啊，那十九节又提到人必须。啊，很劳苦，汗流满面才能够吃得饱。
In verse 19 it says that man has to sweat and toil in order to gain food.
啊，一直到人的生命在世上的生命，肉体的生命结束的那一天。
And the process will last till the last day of your life on this world.
啊，因为人本来就尘土所造。
Because man is made out of dust.
所以我们在丧礼的时候常常会听到说，尘归尘，土归土，就是这样子。
In different funeral ceremonies, we always heard about the statement saying that we belong to dust.
哦，这就是我们祖先犯罪带来的一个结果。
All these are the consequence of our ancestor who has committed sin.
啊，我们的生命变成了有个忧虑了。
And our lives is filled with anxieties and worries.
啊，我们的生活，我们需要一个保障。
And we need to have some kind of protection of our lives.
哎。在我们还没认识耶稣基督之前
，Before we come to know Jesus Christ，
啊，我们面对生活上这些劳苦
，And there are many pains and toil that we have to confront。
我们思想，我能不能够说不要这样子汗流满面啊
？We always think that isn't it good that we can shun away from these toil and labor？
啊，我能不能够超脱这种劳苦的人生啊
？Are we able to get ourselves away from this life of labor？
哎，那我们又看到，虽然这样子，人还是要面对死亡。
And eventually, man has still have to face death.
所以慢慢慢的，人就将这个眼光就看放大，说，哎，我能够看得到。活着的这段时间
And gradually, man becomes short-sighted. They only see their life in this world.
哎，我死了怎么样？不知道啊。
It doesn't matter how I die or what's going to happen after I die.
我眼前能够抓得住的，这个能够给我一个保障，我才觉得安全。
As long as I can be sure of what I see right now, it is a guarantee to me.
啊，所以我们将我们的生命往往就寄托在名在利上面了。
Therefore, we always judge our own success by the level of status and also your achievements.
哎，追求这个世界上现在可以看得到，哎，自己可以感受到的这个名利。
And to pursue for things and also status that you could feel.
哎，将这个当作我生命的一个寄托。
And that becomes a part of your life that you rely on.
希望能够获得别人肯定。
And you wanted to gain recognition from your peers.
希望能够给自己一个满足的感觉。
And also you can gain satisfaction out of it.
可是圣经上却叫我们要思考。
But the Bible tells us to think and ponder.
我们的生命真的就依靠这些，你就没有忧虑了吗？
And are we saying that by relying on all these things, your life is filled without worries?
古时候有一位很有智慧的君王。
And there was a great famous king.
叫做所罗门。
He is King Solomon.
我想这个世人大部分都知道有这位君王存在。
I believe many people know this character, King Solomon.
他在圣经上曾经留下他的记录。
In the Bible, it records his words.
他享尽这些荣华富贵之后，
He has enjoyed all kinds of enjoyments in the world.
他也思想我的生命，我的人生到底要寄托在哪里才有意义，才不忧虑呢？
And he thought about how should he live his life in order to be a meaningful one.
我们可以借着他在圣经上留下的一段记载来做我们今天的参考。
And through one of the verses that he has stated in the Bible, that it serves as the topic for tonight.
就这个名声地位来讲。
Let's take, for instance, fame and status.
所罗门王他这样讲。
King Solomon said this.
我们请看传道书。
Please turn to Book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
在中文圣经旧约796面。中文圣经796面这边传道书二章十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 18.
这所罗门王提到他对于他这样子劳碌追求的事情他后来感到厌恶了。
It says here, I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun.
他提到他在日光之下的劳碌。
He talked about the toil under the sun.
指他活着的时候他本来在追求的事情。
He was talking about the things that he pursued for while he was alive.
他说我这样子追求这一些得到了以后是留给我以后的人啊。
He was trying to say that all these things that I have toiled for are leaving for my descendants.
父亲想把一切留给儿子。
Their parents or fathers who wanted to have their son inherit their properties.
公司的主管希望以后大家能够纪念我在为了公司所做的一切。
And many of the management in the company, they wish that their subordinates will remember all the work and hard work they have put in for the company.
可是所罗门一想，不对嘞。
But King Solomon did not think so.
我留给以后的人，那个人是好是坏。
And he was thinking about the person that he's going to give all what all the things that he had to.
他是不是能够体谅我现在的这个心情？
Is this person going to think like what I'm thinking right now?
现在这个成就是我努力我劳碌得来的。
All these fame and status I gained through my toil and pain.
那我留给他，他都没有一起努力过。
And if he inherit all these that I have right now, this person have never toiled for it.
所以他感到说好虚空哦。
And he felt everything is in vain.
像我们华人华人的社会里面有个拜祖先的传统。
In the Chinese custom, many people worship their ancestors.
我们敬拜这个祖先。
And they worship our ancestors.
那我们也希望说，我们的子子孙孙也能够纪念我。
And we, in the same token, wish that our descendants will worship us.
可是请问请问
But there's a question for them.
你的父亲是谁？可能你知道嘛？
Maybe you know who your father is.
你的祖父是谁？
And even you would know that who your grandfather is.
那再请问你的曾祖父是谁？
But do you know who's your great grandfather?
能够记到祖父就不错了。
And it is quite good if you could remember your name, your grandfather.
要是你曾祖父知道你不晓得他是谁，我看他可能很失望。
And if your great-grandfather knew that you don't know his name, then he will be disappointed.
说不是，是不是虚空呢？
Then is this vanity?
二十一节他又讲。
And let's go on to verse 21.
因为有人用智慧、知识、灵巧所劳碌得来的，需要留给未曾劳碌的人，为一份，这也是虚空，也是大患。他想到说，我有时候努力得来的，有别人是不劳而获啊。
And we think about people who didn't toil for their reward.
在有一次我去访问一个信徒啊。
There was once I went to visit a member of our church.
我看到他的橱柜里面，哎，有一个奖牌。
And I saw a plaque in his one of his cabinet.
哦，我仔细一看，哎，什么发明奖？
And when I look at a plaque, it written on there that he has won a prize for invention.
哎，我就问他，哎，你发明东西我怎么不知道？
And I asked him that I didn't know that you know how to invent.
哎，他说没有用了，只剩下这块铁而已了。
And he said, well, this is useless. It's only a piece of metal.
哎，我说你发明这个，难道你有获得一些利益吗？
And I asked him, didn't you gain anything out of your invention?
没有啦，我一发明出来，别人就仿冒，就把我那个利益抢过去了。
And he say that the minute when he invent this new technology, somebody else has just copied it.
哎，你不是有去申请专利吗
？And I asked, didn't you went for went to apply patent?
哎，人家管你有没有申请专利，他就是仿冒啊。
And he said that it doesn't matter if you apply for patent or not, people just copy it.
哎，那你可以告他啊。
And I said you could sue that person.
哦，告他我要花钱呢。
And he said, well, I need to spend money to sue this guy.
我为了要对付他，我那个用的精神呢，比我发明这个东西还要多啊。
You know, the time and effort that I spend suing this guy is more than my effort spending on my invention.
所以最后就得到这个空有这个虚名一个奖牌啊，你是这个发明者，其实哪里人家都不知道。
And soon you realize that the plaque that you gain for invention is only in vain.
哎，赚钱是别人赚走了。
And that's other people's making money out of that invention.
所以真的是虚空啊。
It is vanity, truly.
啊，那传道者又这样讲。
And the preacher went on and said this.
哎，人死了就没人纪念嘛。
And after a person died, nobody remembers.
我们请看传道书第九章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第九章第五节。
Chapter 9, verse 5.
第九章的第五节。
Chapter 9, verse 5.
这边提到活着的人知道一定会死啊。
It says here for the living know that they will die.
那死的人就毫无所知啊。
But the dead know nothing.
就没有什么赏赐，他们的名无人纪念。
They have no further reward, and even the memory of them is forgotten.
我们说有啊，你看不是有什么街啊，什么街道、什么建筑物或者什么公园，用人的名字做纪念啊。
Well, some people will argue that there are streets or even parks that name after the name of different celebrities.
哦，那请问他是谁？你知道吗
？Then I'm asking, do you know who those people are?
啊，我们温哥华有一条麦当劳路。
And there's a McDonald Street in Vancouver.
啊，这个麦当劳也是个人名啊，对不对
？And McDonald is the name of a celebrity.
请问他是纪念哪一个麦当劳
？And who this Mr. McDonald is that is remembered?
我们看到麦当劳都想到这个嘛。
And today, if you hear McDonald, then you remember McDonald hamburger.
哎，对嘛，哦，就想到汉堡而已啊。
You only remember recalls hamburgers.
哎，你想到那个是个人吗？
Have you ever thought about a character, a celebrity?
真的没人纪念嘛？哦。
Nobody remembers it.
哦，那好吧，那我不要名了。
Then you may say that I don't want fame.
嘿，那我有些利益啊，钱财、权力，好不好
？Then perhaps it's better for me to gain some wealth and also status.
那我活着的时候哈，可以不受人欺负啊。
So that while I was living, I don't have to listen to anyone.
嘿。那我的生命就没有忧虑了嘛
？And my life will be without worry and anxiety.
哎，但是这位所罗门王，他不但有名，他也有相当的这个权势跟财富啊。
Not only King Solomon was famous, he was a person with great wealth and also knowledge, wisdom.
可是他想一想
，But when he pondered upon that,
哎，我这么有钱，有时候也是让我很担心呐。
All this wealth only created anxiety for me.
好，我们看传道书的第五章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书的第五章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
啊，他这边提到说啊，你很爱，很爱有银子。
It says here whoever loves money.
啊，或者是喜欢有丰富啊，就是物质上很充足啦。
Or this is referring to who loves materials.
可是呢，都不能够因为得到这个而你感到说满足啊。
But never has all these things enough.
哎，在那个第六章第七节有提到。
And chapter 6, verse
六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7, it said,
这边说我们的劳碌啦,都是为了自己的这个食欲嘛,
All men's effort are for his mouth.
可是心里都不知足啊,
yet his appetite is never satisfied.
今天你赚了10块钱,
Today, if we made $10,
想我看能够再多个零哦，再赚100块。
And perhaps you will be thinking, maybe I add a zero to it, maybe I can make 10 times that.
10块钱要赚到100块，可能还容易啊。
So for you to make $10, $100 from making $10 is easy.
那100块你要再赚到1000块。
And for you to make $1,000 out of $100,
你可能就要加倍努力一点了。
Maybe you have to put in a little bit more effort.
虽然只是多个零而已。
Even though there is only one more digit added to it.
可是你看那个得利是以倍数来成长。
But you can see that the multiplication of it by adding a digit.
相对的，你要付出的就越来越多啊。
And relatively speaking, the more effort that you have put in to gain such a reward.
赚到1000哦，可是你就想再赚10000了。
And after making $1,000, probably you will think about $10,000.
可是10000，你就跳到100000。
And from 10,000, it will be much more difficult for you to climb up to 100,000.
那个再加个零，100万。
And then to add another zero to it, it will be a million.
你可能你赚到100,000, 1000你就够用了。
Maybe it's enough for you to make only 100 or 1,000.
可是我们总是想, 我那么多个零就好了。
But we always think that isn't it good that if I can make another zero to it.
所以为了这个多一个零哦，多两个零， 你必付出很多的时间精力在里面了。
Just because of that single digit or two digits, you have to work all your way out.
结果呢？
And what is the consequence?
就像传道书5章12节所说的。
And just like what is said in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2.
12节提到 劳动的人啊，他就一天赚多少就用多少啊。
Excuse me, chapter 5, verse 12. It says, for those people, the sleep of labor is sweet, wherever he eats little or much.
他睡得很安稳嘛，哈。
He could sleep.
他不会去烦恼说明天是不是多个零啊。
He doesn't have to worry if he is going to gain another digit tomorrow.
可是呢，富足的人的丰满却不容他睡觉啊。
But the abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep.
明天我的财产不晓得是损失呢，还是能够增加呢？
And you always worry about your properties and your inheritance if it's going to increase tomorrow.
为了房子，他不要损失。
And you are worried about depreciation.
晚上还在想啊。
And you think about it at night.
怎么能够再增加？
And you think about how to make it grow.
或者是会有什么事情会妨害到我啊？
Or maybe there are things that I never aware of that is is an impediment.
所以你的担心就越大。
And there are more anxieties come along the way.
所以呢，传道者他这样观察之后，他觉得那这些真的只是带给我忧虑而已嘛。
And therefore, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it said that these process or these things will only bring about anxieties to you.
那有的人呢，他虽然能够得到他想要的，
even though some people they could attain what they wanted.
可是呢，自己却不能够享用啊。
But they did not have the luxury of enjoying it.
我们看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
传道书第6章的第1节
Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verse 1
所罗门王看到过，有一种祸患啊。
And King Solomon found that there is some kind of disaster.
人蒙神是他有这个财富。
And God has given a man wealth.
那有尊荣啊，那心里所愿意的一样都不缺乏。
And possessions and honors so that he lacks nothing in his heart desires.
可是呢，神却不让他享用。
But God given it does not enable him to enjoy them.
结果他所有的后来都归给别人。
And a stranger enjoys them instead.
那这样子你得到那么多有什么益处呢？
Then what is the purpose of you gaining all this wealth that you gain?
这边所罗门开始思想到我们要有敬拜神的观念啊。
Then King Solomon come to realize that there is a need for you to worship God.
一切都从神而来。
Everything comes from God.
神不让你享用的话，那就什么都没有。
If God doesn't enable you to enjoy all the things that you have earned for, then you have no chance of enjoying them.
可是我们多少人能够想得通呢？
How many people has come to realize this?
或许我们想，那个是很有财富的人才会这样的，我不会啦。
Maybe you think about, well, that only happens to wealthy people, not me.
不一定哦，钱财人爱耶。
Then I should say that it, you shouldn't be sure of.
啊，我已经看过一个报道。
There, I have read about a report.
啊，在日本那个地方。
In the area of Japan.
哎，当二次大战之后。
After the Second World War.
日本被打败了嘛。
And after Japan has been defeated.
啊，可是后来他们的经济慢慢开始复苏。
And then their economy has gradually took an advance.
哎，有一个人他经历二次大战。
And there was a person who experienced the Second World War.
他的父母亲、他的亲人都离世了。
All of his parents and also his relative died in the war.
经大战之后只剩下他一个人。
And after the war, he was the only person left in the family.
啊，在那段经济开始复苏的时候，他开始思想他的人生。
And after the economy has become more prosperous, he began to think about his own life.
战争的时候，那生命保得住就不错了。
And in the time of war, it is good that if you are able to preserve your own life.
现在看到这个社会开始复苏，好像有个希望啊。
And then he find that when the economy start to prosper, he thought there is a hope for him.
好，所以他立志，我要有很多钱。
He determined to make a lot of money.
啊，因为他经过大战，他想说，我有钱才有保障。
Because after gone through the war, he thought that it is good to have as much wealth as he could.
可是他又没有什么资本。
But he did not have any capital to start up.
后来进到一家公司上班。
Then later on, he went to work for a company.
他就立志我要存很多钱。
He determined to save a lot of money.
啊，那上班领的薪水有限啊。
And it is very limited if you are a salary person.
啊，那个时候股票不值钱。
And at that time, a stock doesn't worth a penny.
所以他就想办法怎么多存点钱。
So he wanted to save more money.
他终于想出几个方向哦。
And then he has come to a couple of directions that he thought about.
第一个，不要结婚。
First of all, is not to get married.
啊，结婚要花钱呐。
Because if you get married, you need to spend money.
啊，哎呦，结婚我太太要花钱，他们那也是哈、哦、一笔开销啊，孩子也是一笔开销啊。
And he thought that if he get married, then the wife will probably join in spending his money.
啊，所以他不结婚。
So he decided not to get married.
哎。然后他在公司上班。
And then while he was working at the company.
啊，公司里面有伙食。
And then there are meals provided by the company for free.
所以他就尽量在公司用餐。
So he tried his best to eat at the company.
哎，那个吃就省下一笔钱了。
And then he could have saved quite a bit of money from meals.
啊，放假时候怎么办？
And what do you do in vacations?
啊，那日本比其他国啊，日本在这个。这个经济复苏的时候，他们很早就开始有这个超级市场哈，这种经营。
There the appearance of supermarket after the Second World War in Japan.
哎，大家在放假的时候就到超级市场去。
So when he's having a vacation or having a leave, he will go to supermarket.
哎，超级市场有什么
？And what do you have at supermarket?
吃的。
There are food.
免费吃的。
There are food for free testing.
对啊，是啊，吃嘛，对不对
？So you will just taste different kind of food in the store.
多跑几家都吃饱了嘛。
And then if you go to different stalls, then you are well fed.
啊，所以吃的就解决了。
Then you take care of the problem of hunger.
啊，那么穿衣服方面。
And how about clothing?
啊，公司有发制服啊。
And the company will give you provide him with uniforms.
一天到晚都穿制服。
So he wore uniforms every day.
哎，那内衣裤要自己买，不得已只好花钱自己买。
And because he need to buy underwear himself, so that's the only thing that he spent.
好，那以前呢、啊？以前啊，洗衣服啊，还没有洗衣机的时候不方便啊。
And in the olden days, it is kind of inconvenient for you to do your laundry.
啊，你用手常常这样搓，用肥皂太多，容易把衣服怎样洗破啊。
So you have to kind of rub the clothes with soap, but as you rub against the clothes or the materials, it is easily worn out.
啊，所以他衣服用浸泡的，那撒一点点哈，撒一点点洗衣粉就好了。
So he soak his clothes, only sprinkle a little bit of that detergent.
哎，所以他穿衣服很省啊。
And so he saved quite a little bit of money from his clothing expense.
啊，那住的方面呢？
And how about living expense?
哦，那住在公司宿舍嘛。
So he lives in the dormitory of the company.
我们是晓得日本那种商业形态啊，那个啊，这个进入一家公司就好像哦，为这个公司哦拼命哦啊，公司也会哦视你哦看你这个员工是好像是他家族的。
And if you know how Japanese work for their company, it's such that they dedicated their life once they enter into the company, because the company will take care of everything, every aspect of their life. So he lived in the dormitory of the company.
好，那要出门啊，像说星期天要去超级市场哦，就用走路的。
So on Sundays, if he were to be going to supermarket, he will walk there instead of taking a bus.
哦，省下那些车钱了、
啊。Then he saved quite a bit for transportation.
后来因为走路太累了，不得已就买一台脚踏车。
So because later on he found that it's kind of laborious to walk, so he bought a bicycle.
哦，那后来呢，他到了退休的年龄啊，公司因为看他很忠心，所以呢，这个。宿舍还是继续。
It's not married.
啊，那后来，啊，就是慢慢的这个时间过了，他年纪比较大了。有一天呢，啊，又是要到超级市场去找吃的。
And as he become older, one day, when he decided to go to the supermarket again.
啊，结果到了半路啊，哇，就晕倒在路上。
And on the halfway to the supermarket, he fainted.
啊，路人看到了，赶快报警，我把他送到医院。
And when the pedestrians saw him, they quickly called the ambulance.
因为他都穿制服嘛。
Because he wore a uniform all the time.
一看知道是哪个公司啊。
They knew which company that he belonged to.
哎，那就赶快就通知那公司的人。
So they quickly called the company.
结果到医院呢，哇，医生一检查，哇，已经没有生命了。
And after he was sent to hospital, there was no sign of life of him.
啊，后来解剖发现这个人哦营养不良。
And after the hospital do a biopsies, then they found out that this person died of malnutrition.
啊，然后因为他没有家人啊，哈，警察就把这个他的事情就交给他公司来处理。
So because he has no relatives and friends, so they asked the company to take care of his last few things.
啊，那公司就去他的宿舍帮他整理东西。
So the company employee went to his dormitory to take care of his dormitory.
在整理东西的时候，发现一个大箱子。
And while the other colleagues are trying to pack up all his belongings, they found a big luggage.
打开一看，哇，原来他是有钱人耶。
In the baggage, they found that, wow, this guy is so rich.
哦，都是钱哦。
Whole lot of money in the baggage.
一生的积蓄都在里面。
He has his lifetime savings in the baggage.
哦，那结果没有亲人啊。
And he had no relatives.
哦，没有人可以继承这一笔钱。
And nobody could inherit those money.
所以公司呢就收回去了。
Therefore, the company took everything back.
你看啊，为公司。拼命了一辈子，哇！好想出人头地，结果连公司后来收回去了。
This is the consequence of a person who worked their life, whole life for the company, and that's what they get when they die.
啊、哦，然后那个报纸上报道出来说是日本的爱钱先生啊、哦。
And in the that came up in the punchline in the Japanese newspaper saying that this is the most money loving person in Japan.
啊、哦，所以你有这么多钱，你最后还是。能不能保住你的生命啊？没有啊。
Well, I'm saying that even such a person having so much money, he still could not preserve his own life.
嗯，所以这个传道书的作者所罗门，他就是啊，看他早就看透了这一切。
Therefore, the author of Book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon, has already come to realize about this point.
啊，我想他最有资格说这些话。
I think he is the most qualified person ever
to make this statement. 他拥有地位、财富。
He was a king. He owned status and also wealth.
哎，所罗门王多有钱呢。
Do you know how rich or how wealthy King Solomon was?
圣经上有个线索给我们哦。
The Bible actually stated how wealthy he was.
我们看列王记上第十章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章的十四节。
Chapter 10 verse 14.
中文圣经旧约432页。432页。列王记上第十章十四节。
First Chronicles chapter 10 verse 14.
这边提到, 所罗门王每年所得到的金子, 就有666他连得。 还有15节, 还有说另外商人啊, 其他民族的王跟国中的省长, 进贡的金子。
And he has described so much of the gold and silver that he received every year.
然后21节又提到,
and at verse 21,
21节他说, 所罗门王, 一切的饮器都是金子的啦, 他的杯子是金杯,
and the cup that he drank was made of gold.
然后呢, 他的王宫里面, 这些器皿都是金子打造的,
and all the vessels in the palace were made of gold.
他所罗门年间银子算不了什么,
and then silver is nothing in the eyes of King Solomon.
平常用的都是用金子做的东西啊,
because everything, all the vessels that he used was made of gold.
今天你个银盘金杯你会拿出来用吗?
And will you use the plates and also platters made of gold and silver today?
我们都把它放得好好的, 甚至锁起来, 还是放在保险箱里面啊?
Probably you will store them in the cabinet or even put them in the safety box.
虽然不是呢, 杯子喝一颗, 啊, 这个酒不好, 丢掉, 另外哪一个,
and that is how King Solomon enjoyed those vessels. If he doesn't like it, he would just throw it away.
随便拿都是金子做的。
Any vessels in the palace will be made of gold.
14节提到他, 每年光得到的金子就666他连得。
In verse 14, it says the weight of the gold that King Solomon received yearly was 666 talents.
一他连得是我们现在多少呢?
And how much is one talent in today's term?
有两种说法了。
And there are two explanation for this.
一种说一他连得等于54公斤。
And some people say that one talent is equivalent to 54 kilograms.
另外一种说法是一他连得30公斤。
Another belief is one talent is equivalent to 30 kilograms.
然后我们保守一点了。
And let's put it more conservatively.
我们用30公斤来算。
Let's calculate it with 30 kilograms.
666乘以30。
So 666 by 30.
多少?
How much is that?
我算好了,
and I've already come to the number.
19,980公斤.
And it is altogether 19,980 kilograms.
那等于是多少?
What is that equivalent?
2万公斤.
That is altogether 20,000 kilograms.
2万公斤的金子, 20,000
kilograms, do you know how much that is?
我们在座如果对这些金价比较, 有注意的人, 我们用今天的金价, 你去换算一下,
if you have an idea of how much an ounce of gold today, then you probably know how much that worth.
一年就得到2万公斤的金子。
So that's how much he received in a year of all the gold, 20,000 kilograms.
那不包括已经有的哦。
That is not inclusive of all the golds that he had.
在他国中在流通的哦。
And also it's not inclusive of all those golds that has been used for transaction within his country.
所以难怪有传说说所罗门有宝藏啊。
And therefore, there's a legend saying that King Solomon has many treasures everywhere.
可是所罗门得到这么这么这么这些，他后来是觉得啊都没有用。
And after King Solomon has received so much wealth, he still come to realize that life is but vanity.
他思想他的人生，我的生命到底我寄托在哪里啊？
When he thought about his life, he could not find the point of reliance. Of his life.
我当王很辛苦啊,
it is difficult to be a king.
他要治理, 管理国家很多事情,
there are many things for him to take care of the country.
我这样劳碌只是为了得到这些吗?
And all this toil and labor, is it all for this?
他是敬畏神的民族啊,
he is a person that has belonged to a ethnic group who honors God.
迷失在这个权力跟财务当中,
and he has lost himself in the wealth and status.
可是后来他回想,
but later on he gave it a retrospect.
这些名利没有带给他真的一个平安啊,
all these fame and status did not bring him about any peace.
所以他从神的恩典开始去思想,
and then he began to think about the grace of God.
他这么讲,
And what did he say?
我们看传道书第三章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
14节。
Verse 14.
应该是从第十节念的哦。
Let's begin from verse 10.
中文圣经旧约797面。传道书三章第十节开始啊，他提到神使世人啊在世上劳苦。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 10 it said I have been seeing the burden of God he laid on man
啊，既然因为罪人受到咒诅劳动变成劳苦
and because the sinners have been cursed therefore labor become a painful task
那十一节提到这神原来创造都是美好的啊
and verse 11 it said he has made everything beautiful in his time
啊，那人又有永生的观念
And because we have the idea of eternal life.
所以我们想让我们的生命能够永永远远。
And we wanted our life to prolong for eternal.
可是为什么神又让我们受这么多劳苦呢
？But why did God want us to toil and labor?
十二节后来，他慢慢思考出一个方向。
And at verse 12, that is his conclusion to his thoughts.
十二节十三节提到，神就是让我们在这个劳苦的生活当中去思考，怎么样使生命没有忧虑。
And verse 12 it said, I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live.
所以人要行善。
So therefore, man has to do good.
人要能够感恩。
And you must be thankful.
我们能够吃劳碌所得的，这个是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God that you are able to eat what you toil for.
那十四节说神继续让这些事情发生，就是要让我们能够敬畏他。
In verse 14 it said, I know that everything God does will endure forever.
那在这个世界上，十五节提到这个事情常常反复在进行着。
And all these things will repeat themselves.
所以一直到了耶稣基督来了
and until the second coming of Jesus
两千年前耶稣基督来到世上
and 2000 years ago Jesus came in flesh to this world
他很明白地告诉我们
he clearly told us
我们就是要为永生的食物来努力啦
and the purpose of us living in this world is to toil for the spiritual food
我们看约翰福音第六章
please turn to John chapter 6
约翰福音第六章二十七节
John chapter 6 verse 27
中文新约圣经的134页约翰福音六章二十七节这边
John chapter 6 verse 27
这边主耶稣说不要为那会坏掉的食物来努力
Do not work for food that spoils
我们的生命不只是靠这些食物而已
Our life is not only dependent on these physical food
要有神的话
We must have the words of God
要知道我们要怎么样活到永永远远
We must know how we can live forever
就是永生的粮食
That is the eternal food
我们灵魂所需要的
That is needed by our spirit
我们看三十五节
Let's skip to verse 35
三十五节耶稣说我就是生命的粮
Verse 35 it said Jesus declared I am the bread of life
这是主耶稣要我们能够信靠他
Jesus wanted to rely on him
让我们的生命在他里面得到更新
So that our life will be renewed under him
让我们重新回到天父的恩典当中
And once again we can return to the grace of God
我们接受主耶稣的恩典
And we can receive the grace of God
脱离这个罪孽的一个束缚
And to depart ourselves from the bondage
让我们恢复像亚当起初在伊甸园的时候
And also to restore what it was before in the Garden of Eden
我们一样是劳动
In this same way that we work for.
可是我们此后，我们的生命不是忧虑。
The only hope that we have is no anxieties and worries in our life.
因为我们知道为什么人要活在世上。
Because we know the true purpose of us existing in this world.
我们真的是掌管神所创造的一切。
We actually are taking of all the things that God has created for us.
我们的劳动都有意义。
And there's purpose for us to labor and toil.
并且我们将来肉体面临死亡的时候
And also at a time when we are about to give up our last breath.
我们的灵魂就可以得到永生
And our spirit will receive the eternal life.
所以主耶稣说我们要先求神的国神的义
Therefore Jesus said that we have to seek after his kingdom.
这就是我们生命能够没有忧虑的一个过程
That is the process of life that is without anxieties and worries.
请看马太福音第六章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 6.
中文新约圣经的第八页。马太福音第六章三十一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 31.
这边主耶稣说，我们信靠他，不是过着忧虑的生活。
So he say that we
不要忧虑说我们这个这个吃喝生活上的问题。
Do not worry about what you eat and what you drink.
这些都是不还没有信耶稣的人他祈求的。
And these are all the necessities or excuse me.
我没有信耶稣之前，我们将我们的生命就放在这个世现世我们看得到的需要。
These are the desires of the unbelief because before you come to know the Lord, these are the only things that you dependent on.
因为我们不晓得为什么生命要经历这些劳苦啊。
Because we do not know the true purpose of our life, why we toil, why we labor.
我们就用这个世上的名利啊，来当自己的保障。
And we use the fame and status of this world to fill our hearts.
可是我们刚刚啊，从圣经上我们得到这个智慧，这个不能真的。让我们受到保障。
And from the Bible that we have just read, that all these things will not satisfy us.
因为神若不允许，就一无所有啊。
Because if God does not allow you to enjoy all these, you are not able to.
所以这个就是神要给我们一个恩典。
And this is indeed a kind of grace that God wanted to give us.
希望我们能够信靠他的救恩。
I hope that all of us can believe in His salvation.
那我们需用的天物都知道。
So that all the necessities of our lives, God knows.
33节说要先求神的国跟神的义。
And in verse 33, they will seek ye first the kingdom of God.
就是我们在成为神家里的人。
That is, we will become a family member of God.
那以弗所书第二章12节到19节就在谈这个问题啊。
And if Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about this problem.
第二章。
Excuse me, chapter 2.
从十二节到十九节。
And from verse 12 to 19.
他们就提到借着耶稣基督十字架的救恩。
And through the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross.
我们再度回到神的家里面。
We have returned into the house of God.
再入在这个神的恩典当中啊，成为神家里的人。
And we have once again become a part of God's family.
那罗马书第三章
And in Romans chapter 3
21节到27节
Verse 21 to verse 27
那边提到神的义
It talks about the righteousness of God
就是指的信耶稣啦
That is in reference to believe in Lord
神的义义就是神看为对的事情
The righteousness of God it means that what God sees right
神要我们借着耶稣基督能够使我们得到救赎
God wants us to be saved through the grace of Jesus Christ.
然后我们的生命又在神的这个保护保守当中。
So that we are under the protection and preservation of God.
因为信耶稣罪得到赦免。
Because after you believe in Jesus Christ, your sin shall be redeemed.
借着洗礼将罪赦免。
And then through your baptism, your sin will be washed away.
然后我们祈求圣灵得到圣灵的更新。
And then after you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll be renewed by the Spirit.
然后我们还活在这个世上。
And while we're still living in this world,
可是我们知道我们生命已经得到了一个保障。
We know that we have received the eternal guarantee.
我们还是过我们的生活，做我们的工作。
We still go on to our regular life.
可是我们现在目标是放在我们灵魂永生的一个归宿。
Our absolute goal in our life is to seek for the heavenly kingdom.
因为每个人必须走这条路啊。
Because everyone has to walk on this path.
所以主耶稣说，就像你把财宝放在天上一样。
And Jesus said that it's just like a treasure that you have built up in heaven.
这个利是我们最该去追求的。
And this is the kind of objective and goal in your life that you should have.
主耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里啊。
Jesus has asked this. That where your treasure is, there will be your heart.
什么最重要？我们生命最重要嘛。
What's most important is your life.
我们死了，人死了，肉体结束，不是就结束了、
啊、And after you die, it's not the conclusion of your spirit.
我们这个灵魂要往哪里去
？And where your soul will head to?
我们都希望能够上天国。
We all wish to go to heaven.
不要下地狱啊。
And we do not want to go to hell.
所以我们要在活着的时候为自己的灵魂预备追求那个最有利的那一条路。
Therefore, while we're still alive, we must go, we must seek for what is the most worthy.
然后我们的生命在神的手中，虽然也面临肉体的。 的死亡。
And even though we have to confront a physical death,
可是呢，圣经说我们真的就习得世上的劳苦啊。
But the Bible says that we are ending all the toil and pain in this world.
这个果效就随着我们。
And that consequence will follow us.
我们看启示录十五章。
Please turn to Revelation.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
中文圣经新约哈后面三百六十八面，三百六十八面。启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13.
十三节这边天上有声音哈。
Then I heard a voice from heaven say,
要这个使徒约翰写下来。
And he wanted disciple Paul to write.
说从今以后
，from now on,
耶稣基督的救恩成全以后啊。
And after the crucifixion or the salvation of Jesus has fulfilled,
在主里面来离世的人就有福气了。
For those who believe in the Lord shall be the blessed ones.
圣灵就是神的灵，也见证这个事情。
And the Spirit of the Lord witnesses.
说他们习得自己劳苦，做工的果效就随着他们。
It says they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
我们华人都说钱财生不带来，死不带去啊。
Chinese have a saying that all the wealth that you do not bring to this world, you will not bring it away when you die either.
虽然这样讲，你想通了吗？
Even though we say so, have you ever thought about this?
圣经上说，我们在世上信耶稣，这个功效就随着我们。
The Bible says that all these deeds will follow us.
我们信耶稣，我们做圣工，我们来追寻这条永生的路。
We believe in the Lord and we work for Him and we walk on this path.
这个果效才能真的随着我们来到我们永生的这个境界。
And then the deeds will follow us to the eternal kingdom.
并且我们追求这个名，真的名在天上有纪念。
And also our names in heaven shall be remembered.
圣经上记载，将来主耶稣要来审判这个世界。
And the Bible is mentioned about second coming Jesus for judgment.
在他面前有一本生命册。
Before him there is a book of life.
我们看启示录二十章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章十五节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 15.
十五节说，如果人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里，就是地狱里面了。
It says here.If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
所以这个名才是我们值得去追求的。
Therefore, that very name is something that we have to pursue for.
我们信耶稣，我们来遵守这个永生的真理。
And after you believe in Jesus Christ, you follow by the teaching of the Bible.
我们在世上按照圣经的教导行善啊。帮助人。
In the Bible, we do according what the Bible teaches us to do.
这个我们的名字在生命册上有记录。
And so our names shall be recorded in the book of life.
我们的生命真的没有忧虑啊。
And our life will be the one that is without worry and anxiety.
所以借着圣经的教导。
And through the teachings in the Bible.
我们透过所罗门王他的一个思考。
And through the thoughts of And meditations of King Solomon.
一位曾经经历世上最富有、最有地位的人，他的见证。
A person that has experienced all the pinnacles of life, in this world.
他也想通了，我要做个敬畏神的人。
And he has come to realize that he has to be a godly person.
我的生命要能够交托在这位创造的主宰当中。
And he is able to entrust his own life under the on the hand of the Creator.
这样我才能够过个无忧无。独立的生活
so that he can live a life without anxiety and worry.
就算活着的时候
even while we are still living,
我们是仍然要劳动啊。
There are many things that we have to labor for.
可是现在我们就像在伊甸园劳动一样。
But it's just like working in the Garden of Eden now.
我们的劳苦是有代价的。
All this labor and toil, will be rewarded.
我们的劳动，我们的辛苦是有一个果效的。
And there's a fruit or result or reward to all of your toil.
我们在这个劳碌的人生当中，我们的生命是跟神同在。
In this life of toil, we have the presence of the Spirit of God with us.
这样就不虚空了。
And then we will not feel the vanity of life.
所以我们看《传道书》第五章。
And lastly, we'd like to refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章
Ecclesiastes chapter 5
中文旧约圣经799面第五章十八节
chapter 5 verse 18
十八节说我所见为善为美的就是人在神是他一生的日子吃喝享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处因为这是他的份十九节神是的资财丰富使他能吃用能取自己的份在他劳碌中喜乐这乃是神的恩赐他 不多思念自己一生的年日因为神应他的心使他喜乐、啊、这边连续提到了、啊、要有神要你要敬拜神你要感恩
The main emphasis on these few verses is that you need to have God in your life. We know that all that we possess today is belongs to God.
神赐给我这个机会，我才能够享用我劳碌所得来的。
And it is because God allowed me to enjoy all those things that I've toiled for.
我们有这种信仰。
And we have, if we have this kind of belief,
二十节提到说，我们就是不用多思念自己的一生了。
Verse 20 says, he seldom reflects on the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with gladness of heart.
意思就是我们生命就没有忧虑。
That means to say that your life will not have any anxieties and worries.
甚至你会体验到神应你的心使你喜乐。
Even though, and also you could experience God in your heart, the joy.
哎。啊，他这个心不是贪心
，and that heart is not greed
啊，不是充满欲望的心
，it is not a heart that is filled with desire，
是一个能够敬畏神、感恩的心
，it is a heart that worships God and also honors God。
愿神祝福我们
，may God bless each and every one of us，
都能够成为一个神所喜悦的人
，so that all of us can become a person that is pleasing to God。
在我们生命的路上，有主来相伴
，and in our path of life。That we have the presence of God with us,
让我们成为一个生命无忧虑的人
so that we become a person that is without anxieties and worries,
能够得到神永生的祝福
and also to receive the eternal blessings of Him.